Hi everybody, Dan Gavazdin here, and I'm going to be coming at you with my review of X-Men First Class. But before I do, I'd like Patton Oswalt to sum up my opinions on the film with his opinions about origin stories.
I don't give a shit where the stuff I love comes from. I just love the stuff I love.
I couldn't agree more. You see, over 10 years ago, America was introduced to Marvel Comics' popular X-Men on the silver screen. The film was such a hit that it inspired several sequels and kickstarted the trend of adapting graphic novels into movies, many of which have become the biggest blockbusters of the decade. After the release of the mature and meditative The Dark Knight, a film that proved that comic book movies could be more than just popcorn-munching entertainment, no other comic book film came along to carry the baton that it seemed to be passing along, begging the film industry to take the medium a bit more seriously. This summer, we'll see the release of more comic book-based movies than any previous summer. It seems that Hollywood is trying to test movie-going audiences to see just how broad their interest in comic book movies is. Over the next several months, stories of a disgraced god, a cosmic protector, a World War II hero, and a group of mutants during the Cuban Missile Crisis will be told in theaters around the world. These upcoming genre-defying films will help to determine the future of the comic book theatrical landscape. So it's fitting that the franchise that started it all returns to reestablish its roots, all while trying to push the genre forward with X-Men First Class. What makes the X-Men such an adaptable franchise is that it acts as a fantastic social metaphor that has been used to discuss such varied topics as racism, anti-Semitism, diversity, the LGBT movement, the Red Scare, and even religion. However, at the heart of the X-Men is the discussion of evolution and its effects and consequences for the human race. It is this lack of evolution that in the end is detrimental to X-Men First Class, a film that's too focused on telling and retelling the origin of characters that we already know and love, but not in new or interesting ways. The two characters are Charles and Eric, or Magneto and Professor X. And X-Men First Class is at its best when it's focused on these characters, particularly Charles and Eric. Eric's quest for revenge in a world that seeks to abuse him is handled well, but it all suffers from that been-there-done-that approach. The same can be said about the friendship between Eric and Charles. The film never gives a compelling reason for the two to be friends, and thus underutilizes the potential in watching their two different worldviews send their friendship splintering apart. That's really what we all want to see. And it really is a shame, too, because Michael Fassbender and James McAvoy are brilliantly cast in their roles, and they deliver the best performances they can with what they're given. The same cannot be said with the rest of the cast, if one can even call them that. As each actor struggles to create a role for their character, they instead end up overacting. The film preaches tolerance and acceptance of the differences between all humans, but at the same time it relegates its cast to be characterless shells for whatever power set they have. This theme of tolerance and societal rejection was interesting in the first two X-Men films. There, Bryan Singer, a director who can relate to the idea of societal rejection and intolerance, being that he's a homosexual, was able to make the theme essential to the story without becoming overbearing. It represented the best kind of storytelling, where a story cannot only be entertaining, but can also make a point subtly without derailing the entertainment. X-Men First Class breaks the first cardinal rule of storytelling: show, don't tell. Instead, the writers beat audiences over the head with lines that are meant to make the theme overly apparent. Humans shout to attacking mutants from off-screen, "Don't hurt us, normal people!" Not only is this intellectually insulting, it's lazy and sloppy storytelling that draws attention to itself in the worst of ways. X-Men First Class isn't a terrible film. The production quality is fantastic, and it adds exactly what one would expect from an X-Men film. The problem is that the genre has evolved greatly since the first film was released in 2000. X-Men First Class, at best, feels like a film that's been released a decade too late, and without its own distinct mutation that would make it unique and functional. Thanks for listening, everybody. If you want to find more of my work, you can follow me on Twitter at Dan Gavazdin. Thanks again. Bye.